Hello, hello, hello. It's Adrienne, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology. I look inside, and man, it's been a while. It has been a while since I've come and done anything. And in fact, I was actually questioning if I should do anything today. I have made several attempts, but it's just not been in my heart. And I've got to be honest with it. It has not been in my heart. I love what I do. I've been doing other things, and I have to admit, I put my card readings on the back burner. I just decided that's not what is the priority. I mean, it's not making me the money. I hear about these people making all this money doing tarot. I'm like, how in the world? What are they doing? What am I doing wrong? You know, anyone who is great with manifesting money, you need to reach out to me, because I have been in the weirdest place financially for about 2 years, actually. And I don't really know. I mean, I'll keep working. You know what I mean? I'll keep doing what I'm a double Capricorn with a Taurus moon. Of course, I'm going to keep going. But I would really like to just cut to the chase already. Let's get it done. Anyway, I'm going to be pulling cards really quickly. I'm going to start with the sign of Virgo. Why not? You know, the first card that came out is the Five of Swords. And I'm just thinking to myself, hey, look, Virgo, do you feel like you've been in some kind of weird battle with somebody? Or you've in your mind, you've been in an argument or a disagreement or a battle, or I don't know what's going on. Virgo, that fight is over. You got a Page of Swords next. Yeah. This is about communication. Maybe you're not even communicating to someone, Virgo, because you think there's something going on, or you think there's an argument or a battle, or there's jealousies, or there's frustrations or something like that. And none of that is going on. You need to communicate, child. Page of Swords. Communicate in a good way. Oh, yep. And next is the Six of Coins. You know, the Six of Coins, and especially since you're a Virgo, is the give to get. The more you give, the more you get. The more you give love, the more you get love back. The more you contact someone, the more they contact you back. The more you say, I love you, the more they say, I love you back. The more you want to go have fun with them, the more they'll go want to have fun with you. You understand what I mean? It's the law of reciprocity. A bunch of cards came out, and I guess we're going to end with this because I'm going to take said cards. On the top here is strength. And so maybe that's what it's going to take to do the Six of Coins, to give, to reciprocate, right? Maybe it's going to take strength and passion and desire to do that. You might not have a desire to do that right now, so it's going to take a little bit. But here's the Eight of Cups. Look, if something or someone is not honoring you, and you feel like you're not being loved or honored, or you know, then you do deserve the right to walk away from what's not serving you and what doesn't make you feel good. You know, no one wants you to do that, but be careful before you do that, that it's someone you should be walking away from and not someone who really does care about you. And here, look, Six of Swords, you really are moving away from something or someone. And, you know, that's it's Six of Swords. So it might be a mental moving away, right? It might be like mentally you've moved away. You've changed. You no longer are the same, and or you want something different. You might even be physically moving. That's possible. The next card is the Emperor. I think it's about being a leader, being executive, taking charge, taking control, making a decision, and being in control of that decision. That's maybe that you're dealing with an Aries, and maybe a male Aries, that could be. But it's kind of asking, I think, since it's in your current position, asking you to be in charge, asking you to be the leader, asking you to take control and, you know, to be on top of things. So that's what I think is going on here. So let me see if we can get, I'm pulling 10 cards for Virgo, because Virgo, it's Virgo season and they deserve that. And I got a couple of cards here. First one is Wheel of Fortune. So yeah, you do have options. You got choices. You got options. And it's not, you know, if you might be thinking, oh, it's so horrible. Oh, not be as bad as you think. I'm telling you, Virgo, it's not that bad. Wheel of Fortune is like having a lottery ticket in your back pocket. And you got the Hierophant. This could have something to do with relationships. You know, commitments and the traditional. Maybe it's something you want to break away from something traditional. It could be about learning and teaching and coaching and all that type of thing as well. Because the Hierophant is a teacher. Now, I got a bunch of cards out. I'm going to take them, but it's a bunch, okay? So you're going to get more than 10 cards because your 10th card is the King of Coins. So I think that's amazing, Virgo, that it ends on the King of Coins. You know, especially if you're a male Virgo, it ends on you. And so that could be it. I mean, maybe it is about you making a committed relationship or being taught something or teaching something that leads to your money. I think with it ending on the King of Swords, I really do think that's about it leading to your money. Whatever is going on, since it started on the Five of Swords, which tells me the fight is over, the fight is over. And I think some of this is that you're not feeling that great. The three extra cards that came out, one is the Nine of Swords. And the Nine of Swords is a card that indicates that you might have been just really in your head, having bad thoughts, bad nightmares, just really not feeling very good at this time, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, maybe. Just the bad dreams, right? I think it might have something to do with love. The next card is the Lover's card. So it could be that you're making a choice about love. In the background, there could be something going on about relationships or love. And it ended on the Devil. You know, you could be dealing with a Capricorn, and this might have something to do with a Capricorn, but it could also just have to do with your passions, your desires, what you are, you know, the what you're willing to, what I hate to say it, but lie, cheat, all those things for, right? The passion, right? The Devil is that passion that you have, that lust, that greed, that desire that's overwhelming. And so just be careful of how you, you know, make sure you're not lying and deceiving yourself. On the bottom of the deck was the Seven of Staves. So I think with the Seven of Staves there, it's like, hey, don't back off of any options that you might have. Because sometimes when things aren't going our way or so we think, we tend to back away and, you know, we get scared in a way. We back off. It's common. It happens. And so you might be in that situation where you might have backed off or been thinking about backing off or something of that nature. And I'm saying, no, I don't know if that's what you should do. So I'm separating the cards, you guys. You know, I love to do that. I love that the King of Coins came out in the Virgo reading for Virgo, because that's awesome. But what amazes me is that you had such a large amount of major arcana. Now, before I go to the major arcana, and I will, because I want you to know, or we're just going to go over that, review it really quick. But before we go there, I wanted to tell you that you did get two sixes in this reading. And two sixes are an indication that, okay, so you might have a special relationship, right? You might be in some type of special relationship with somebody, but it's not amazing yet. It might be able to become amazing at some point in time, but it's not amazing yet. But it could be. And there could be some irritations with people who are around you. This could be workmates and those that are connected to your career. So be aware of that. If you're frustrated because of stuff happening in your work, just don't take it out on your loved ones, because they love you and they didn't do it. Okay. So let's talk about these major arcana. You had six major arcana in a 10 spread reading. Now, I did actually get 13 cards because three came out at the end. But I'm going to read them, and I think this is in reverse of the way they came out. last card was the Lovers. I think some Virgos are making some decisions about their love life, maybe about lovers in general. And it's just choices and decisions. Maybe there's someone out there who wants your attention and you're just having to decide on whether you're going to give that attention. Could be that you're dealing with a Capricorn, or it could just be that passion and lust that's under the current, right? It's right under there. You might be wanting to make a decision about this with the Emperor. It could be that you're also dealing with an Aries or something like that, or you might have to take control in order to get this love or this relationship. Whatever is happening, got the Wheel of Fortune. I think there's luck here. And I think it's like having a lottery ticket toward this, whatever it is. I see the Hierophant. This has something to do with relationships, partnerships, commitments. And I see Strength card. That's usually passion or lust or something of that nature, okay? So I feel like for Virgos, it's just a matter of, I think, harnessing what it is you really want. Because I just got this feeling about lust and passion in this reading that, you know, maybe it's unfulfilled, or it's something that you're working on, or something of that nature. So this has been Adrian, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, A Look Inside. I wanted to at least do Virgo for September, and I pretty much ruined August, so in July. So we're going to start with September, and we're going to start with the sign of Virgo. And Virgo, I hope this resonated with you, because you know, especially with the Eight of Cups here, I just sense that some Virgos are really considering walking away from something because it doesn't feel good and they don't feel honored and loved the way they really want to be loved and honored. Anyway, much love to you, Virgo. Many blessings. Happy September to you, and happy birthday to all the beautiful, lovely Virgos out there. May you have a gorgeous month, and may you achieve all your dreams. And if this is about love, may you achieve the love that is in your heart and that you most desire in this lifetime. Many blessings to you. Much love.